This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, August 30th. God's word to you today is cry out. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 11 verse 6, and it says, "And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him." Mark 10 verse 47 to 48 says, "When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, 'Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.' 'Be quiet,' many of the people yelled at him. But he only shouted louder, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' The louder they yelled at Bartimaeus to shut him up, the louder he shouted to get Jesus' attention. Guess what? Jesus did not ignore or rebuke him. Instead, Jesus stopped and attended to Bartimaeus. God is showing us that he wants us to be a people of faith. In fact, without faith, you really cannot get much from or go very far with God. But with faith, you get all you need. I have some scriptures that I call my life scriptures. These are scriptures that have shaped my life and are still shaping my life. One of them is 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, according to the King James Version. 'Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.' Another one is Hebrews 11 verse 6, according to the New International Version, which says, 'And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.'" God rewards those who earnestly seek him. God is a rewarder. You do not seek God and come out short. It does not happen. The question is, will you follow through? That is usually the issue. Will you do the right thing for long enough? Beginning today, we will be looking at three rewards for them that diligently seek God. Three rewards of relentless calling. The first reward of relentless calling that we see in Mark 10 verses 46 to 52, please read, is you will know his heart. When you relentlessly seek God and just stay there, he reveals his heart and you discover know his heart. God's heart consists of two attributes, his character, who he is, and his covenant, how he deals or relates. Bartimaeus shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And with that statement, he struck the heart of Jesus. He called upon the covenant and the character of God. Bartimaeus said, "Jesus, Son of David." The name Son of David is the covenant designation of Jesus as the Messiah. God had established a covenant that through the lineage of David, the Messiah will come. Then Bartimaeus said, "Jesus, Son of David." He was invoking the covenant of God with his people. He was saying, "Jesus, you are the Messiah." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.